I do better if I read my story. Is that okay with you guys? Can I read this? This story is about prayer. Do you know how to pray? All of you know how to pray? Yeah. When you first learn, you might say something like this. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Did any of you ever do that? I did. Okay. Well, as you get older, you learn to pray differently, don't you? And sometimes we even forget to pray. Well, this story is about me forgetting to pray and what happens. Several years ago, I was out getting some firewood with Robbie, my son. I was a lot skinnier then, and Robbie was about 9 or 10 years old. We were pulling some logs out of the brush with this old caterpillar and cutting them up into firewood. Now, I am sure that your mom and dad have told you that you should always pray every day. That is good advice. Well, Robbie and I forgot to pray before we went out, and we were pulling this log out of the brush. Then it happened. The log got caught on an old root, and quick as it happened, boom, the cat turned over on its side. Whoa, where was Robbie? He had been sitting right on the seat beside me. I was looking around. Where is he now? I couldn't find him. And then I looked a little bit further out there, and there he was, just standing there smiling, saying, Dad, what happened? Well, he had been thrown clear, and neither one of us was hurt. Now just think, Robbie or I might have been squashed by that cat. I think God remembered us, even though we forgot to pray for protection, don't you? Do you see Robbie right there? And he's holding little Bobby. That's Robbie and Crystal's new baby, by the way. If God hadn't been watching out for us, Robbie, little Bobby, and I might all be gone today. But no, we're here. Aren't you happy? So don't forget to pray, and don't forget to thank him, too.